Our scripture today continues our study in Luke's gospel, today in the moving on in the 14th chapter. And before we read, I'm going to invite you to bow with me again for our prayer for illumination. Everlasting God, whose tenacious love holds us, make our hearts the house of your truth, and make our minds the realm of your wisdom, so that our fellowship will become your dwelling place through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Listen now, hear the word of God as it comes to us from Luke chapter 14, verses 1 and then 7 to 14. Hear the word of God. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. Now, they here is the religious leaders who have their eyes on Jesus. When he noticed how the guest chose the places of honor, Jesus told them a parable. When you're invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." But when you are invited, go and sit at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. And you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." This is the word of the Lord. To set the context of our story today about rearranged seatings at this special dinner, let me remind you that immediately prior to this, Jesus had healed a man on the Sabbath, and he was chastised for healing the man because the religious leaders said he was abusing the Sabbath. He was violating the Sabbath law by performing such a work as healing someone on the Sabbath. The controversy between Jesus and the religious leaders around him is building, and he threatens their religious status quo day by day as he goes about serving God and healing and helping people along his way. He's come to change things up a bit and to usher in the kingdom of God. Jesus calls out the arrogance of the religious leaders who are attending this banquet at the Pharisees' home. He calls them out knowing that they're watching him closely, so his words of rebuke is not only for choosing the places of honor, but for all others who think they know better what the will of God really is. Jesus tells everybody, the guests, the host, the onlookers, that God's priorities are vastly different than the ones that we have instituted and tend to enjoy. Friends, I'll say to you this morning that one of the hazards of being a frequent attender of church is that there are occasions, perhaps like today, when we're minding our own business in worship, singing along as best we can, affirming our faith in God as best we can, praying for God to illuminate God's word so that we might understand it as best we can. And we're listening to scriptures, and as the lesson of the day is being read, all of a sudden, we feel jumped from behind as the word begins to mock us and make us look rather foolish, when all we really wanted to do today was show up and share in worship and do our duty to look religious and show ourselves to be faithful Christ followers. It's no wonder, perhaps, that not everybody attends a church. Many never darken the door, others only rarely. Because who really wants to be confronted and called out by Christ? Well, that's what's happening in the story today. Any of us who know Jesus from experience of reading the gospel know well that he loves us too much not to confront us. And while he calls us as sinners, and he knows that that's who we are, and we come to him just as we are, he loves us too much to leave us in the condition in which he found us. And so he bids us to change, to repent, to grow, to follow him, and to learn from him day by day. In our story today, Jesus has been invited to a nice man's house for a wonderful dinner. A nice, respectable, religious man hosting a wonderful party for friends and neighbors. And Jesus isn't in the man's home 2 minutes before he launches an attack on his fellow guests for the ways in which they're rushing and vying to get the best seats at the dinner table. And then, having called out the guest, Jesus turns to the hosts and he calls him out and chastises him for who is missing from the guest list. I wonder if Jesus got many dinner invitations after this. I would say people were somewhat scared to have him over for sandwiches even, for fear of what he might say. Is Jesus trying to make us all look bad or feel bad? Is he intentionally trying to humiliate us with these shocking observations? You know, there's quite a difference between the meaning of humility, that which we're called to live and to practice as Jesus followers, and humiliation, that none of us wishes to have to endure, and which Jesus would caution us about using such behavior to shame or humiliate others. When I was a new pastor in this congregation, I arrived and my hope was to make a good impression. Why? Because I wanted to be liked by you. I wanted to be welcomed by you. I was courteous and kind and comforting first and foremost, not wishing to intentionally offend any of you. But I knew the messages that I was going to have to bring were messages about Jesus, and he wasn't going to let me stay in that comfortable place because Jesus just isn't like that. Here he is, perhaps the first time in this Pharisee's house, and what does he do? He starts slamming people left and right, the host and the guest. Jesus is just different that way. Very different from the picture on my nursery wall of gentle Jesus, meek and mild, who was holding a little lamb, and he just looked so fun and loving and kind. Maybe we forget that straight-talking, confrontational Jesus shows up time and again, and it ultimately is going to get him in trouble. More often than not, we tend to think church is a time when we come together to get close to Jesus, to touch base with what we've always believed, to reassure ourselves that we've got this whole Christianity thing and discipleship down right, that we're doing it right. Bless me, Lord. I'm here today. I made the effort. Even on Labor Day weekend, I got up and came to church. Do you see me, God? Bless me, Lord. But Jesus' ways are different than our ways. There's often a gap between his value system and mine, maybe yours as well. Those whom we fight to sit next to at dinner, Jesus seems to have no use for. And more often than not, our kindness and our hospitality is secretly done out of a desire on my behalf to garner the favor of others. So it's really nothing more than acts done to make me look right and righteous before my friends, where God sees right through to my motives. The book of Proverbs talks a lot about arrogance and pride, and it says these things lead ultimately to our downfall. Pride comes before the fall. Well, it's just 3 weeks till fall, so watch out. But those whom we exclude from our economy or our educational system or our healthcare systems or even from our church membership and involvement, Jesus says those are the very people we should be inviting to our banquets. The poor, the maimed, the blind, the lame, they're the ones who the head table has been prepared for. And in this story, Jesus is talking about more than just good table manners. Most of us were taught good table manners. Most of us. He's speaking of the particular upside-down standards of the kingdom of God when he says, "For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." It's that world turned upside down on its head that Jesus is beginning to reveal to anyone who will listen. Then Jesus says to the host, points out that self-interest is the motivation for much of what we would call our alleged hospitality. And to tell the truth, self-interest is often the main motivation for my behavior, most all of it. I'm weighing out, what will I gain? What will I lose? What's in this for me? Jesus is clearly critiquing us at a very deep and very thorough level, and he's inviting us to a new way of being and living and loving, both loving ourselves and loving others at a deeper level. So what would Jesus have us to do then? Just have no parties to avoid the possibility of getting it wrong? Well, instead of plotting what you can get out of every situation, what if you turned it around and asked, how can I serve others? And what can I give back in this situation? This can lead us to authentic humility. And as a church, perhaps we need to ask, how can we elevate others around us and take a back seat to our own interest and potential gains for the good of the kingdom of God? This opens the way for authentic hospitality for all. When you're invited to a banquet, don't sit with the rich and the powerful, Jesus said. Instead, go eat with the kitchen help and the wait staff. And when you host a dinner, invite those who nobody in their right mind would dare to invite anywhere. You'll change their lives and it will change your life as well. What we're learning from Jesus is that he showed hospitality that embraced a world of diverse persons and personalities. And when he thought about setting a table, he set a table that was big enough to welcome a crowd of misfits and rejects and unexpected guests whose deep hunger he alone could fill. Friends, this is good news. And in just a few moments, we're all going to be experiencing the grace and goodness as guests at God's table. As we move to God's table in the celebration of the Lord's Supper, we can expect some surprises, because Jesus can be a challenging host at his table as the church celebrates this meal in remembrance of him. We're welcomed and confronted by a Savior who means to change us and to grow us as his followers in order that he might save us through and through. And I say, how good of God. Amen.